this poster looking at healthcare resource utilization in patients with IPF who were on antifibrotic versus those who weren't was a claims data study retrospectively looking at patients in the Medicare database that had idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. They were divided into those who were treated with antifibrotics, and this was in the post-approval phase after 2014, and those in a matched control population that were managed before 2014 in the approval of the antifibrotic agents. What they found was that outcomes including all-cause hospitalization, respiratory hospitalization, ICU admission, and inpatient and outpatient costs were reduced in those patients that were treated with antifibrotic compared to matched controls. However, antifibrotic use was associated with increased outpatient costs of medication compared to those that were not treated with antifibrotics. These data seem to suggest that while the use of antifibrotic medications in IPF increase the outpatient medication costs, they can significantly decrease other healthcare resource utilizations, including inpatient admissions, ICU admissions, and inpatient and outpatient costs.
So this is a really well done study on healthcare outcomes and cost of antifibrotic medications on inpatient healthcare cost and outpatient medication cost in Medicare recipients. It was reviewed retrospectively by Medicare claims beginning in 2014 and onward after the FDA approval of antifibrotic therapy with pirfenidone and nintedanib. They reviewed claims from 2010 to 2017 and actually matched patients with 4,641 patients in each group. Both groups were patients with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and one group was not treated with antifibrotics and the other was. They essentially compared differences in cost of inpatient hospitalizations, outpatient medical care, and outpatient medication cost. And you can see from this study that patients treated with antifibrotics had vastly lower inpatient hospitalization costs. They had lower outpatient medical costs and higher outpatient medication costs. And the take home from this really is that antifibrotic therapy, while is somewhat costly, is actually cost saving by reducing inpatient treatment and outpatient medical treatment for patients with IPF and has had a significant impact not only on quality of health care and quality of life, but on net costs provided to these patients by Medicare in this study. So this data set would suggest that not only do antifibrotic agents reduce hospitalizations potentially and improve likelihood of discharge from the hospital, but they're actually fairly cost effective in the long run. And so globally, there was some discussion about the upfront cost of antifibrotic therapy, which could be potentially substantial to the patient and to the third party coverage payer, but in the grander scheme, they actually are cost saving by this study and reduce total in and outpatient medical costs needed per patient.